So my name is Aldo Saushai. I'm here recording with Yari. So what are some of the places that you've lived in? Because apparently you've lived in more than Albania and Philly, haven't you?
Yeah, well, I lived in Italy for a month.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, it was supposed to be a one-week trip.
So you ended up living there for more than...
So I had to live with my aunt.
That has to be fun. Yeah, how old were you?
I was 8. Yeah, 8.
Wow. So that must have been new for you then.
It was. Well, I had been to Italy before.
So it was normal.
Yeah, it was normal. Yeah.
So it was like going to, you know, visit Albania, I guess, in a way? Because you've already been in Italy before.
Well, it's like, it's new places. Mm.
When you lived in Italy for a month, which was supposed to be a week, how were the people? Is basically something that we all are wondering.
Well, the people were really nice at me because I was foreign, and Albanians and Italians have history. Mm. So they were nice to me.
You got the good end of the stick then.
Yeah.
So for some of those people that are going to Italy and you're not Albanian, I pretty much...
Good luck.
Exactly. Good luck to you. So for you, it was easy making friends in Italy because, you know, the history...
Well, the language was kind of hard.
Yeah.
But I still managed to get some friends.
So you learned the Italian language too.
Yeah.
That's pretty amazing. I mean,
it is.
That's interesting. After Italy, you moved to the U.S., I'm guessing?
It was 4 years later.
Oh.
Yeah, 4 years later, I moved here.
So, what age were you then? You're like...
I was 12 when I got here.
12, oh, okay. Yeah. So, you had a longer... You stayed longer in Albania then?
Yeah.
All right, so, when you came to the U.S., how was, like, what was it... Did you feel like, you know, you were out of place, or did it feel like home?
Well, the first couple of weeks were fun because it was a new place, new environment, and I thought it was going to be like that for the rest of the time.
Yeah. Until it wore off.
Until I went to school and work started getting harder and harder. Language.
So, was it because of the language the work started getting harder for you? Or?
Well, yeah. It was because of the language.
That played
language
a role barrier. In it.
Yes, definitely.
Wow. All right. I mean, I think that's quite normal for everybody. Like, I mean, we all have that problem. That's one of the problems when you're taken out and you're put in this new environment. You have to get used to the language, the people, and that's normal.
You gotta adapt.
So was it? Yeah, you got to adapt. Was it easier living in Italy or in the U.S. when you first came?
Huh. I'd say U.S.
Really?
Yes, because I kind of knew the language. I had been taking it for 2 years.
Wow.
So
that's that made it easier than straight being dropped off in Italy.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, definitely.
So, when you were in Italy, did you notice things that were interesting to you that you didn't know before about it? Because I mean, I've never been to Italy except for like a week, and I didn't get much but sleep.
Well, a lot of places were different, and everything was outside. Even in restaurants, the places, like the chairs and the tables, were outside. They had I'm stuck.
No, that's cool. Go ahead. No, take your time with it. We have all the time.
Let's see.
It was like, you know, their environment was different from, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, because when you come here, it doesn't have that same environment because everything is so...
Definitely.
Yeah, indoor, like...
Well, the place wasn't a city. I mean, it was a city, but it didn't have skyscrapers.
Ah.
It was up north. And it had like really fresh air.
I mean, so. I don't think you could find that here. So that had to be a big difference for you when you came to the U.S. Mm-hmm. I mean, the environment itself was, it was like a big change. It was I get that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, for me, it was big too when I came here. I mean, seeing the skyscrapers and like huge.
Yeah. India,
so that surprised me a lot. So what else do I want to say? What about when you lived in Albania? How was it? Was it hard, like leaving everybody behind?
It was, yeah, it was definitely hard. I remember, well, I wasn't really sad about it because I was starting a new life and everything, but everybody that I was saying goodbye to,
yeah,
they were just crying. I remember telling one of my friends, dude, why are we crying? And he was like, well, I'll never see you again. I'm like, well, I'll be back, you know, but it won't be the same. And I stopped.
I mean, that's hard, saying goodbye to your friends and family like that. But yeah. So, did you ever go back?
Yeah, I went there in summer 2014.
Wow.
Yeah, I stayed there for the whole summer.
But that's
from June to September 3rd, I think. Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing. So. If you had the chance to redo everything and like, if you had the would you have stayed in Albania or would you still come to, you know, still move from Italy then back to Albania then to the U.S. again?
I would definitely come here. It's because of my future.
That's true.
Yeah, and to get an education, and hopefully have a good life.
It's true. I mean, that's why we all decide to make those risks. And
yeah, I mean, that's why we're all here.
It's true. I mean, I'm just here just to, you know, just to pass the time, but I don't know why you're here. No, I get that. I mean, that's why everybody wants to come to the U.S. for that opportunity of a better life for you.
To achieve the American dream.
That's true. Sleep, eat, and nothing else, right?
Yeah.
No.
Let others work for you.
Yeah. No. But yeah, the dream is for the better life, and I get that. So honestly, you really think you had a better time? That's surprising for me to hear that you say you got it easier than the U.S. than Italy. That's. But I get that because you already had the lessons for 2 years of English, and then.
Yeah.
So it was more normal for you than it was in Italy. So what about how people interacted with you? Was that different for you from Italy to the U.S. and Albania?
Well, in Europe, people judge a lot.
Yeah, that's true.
And they care about their looks a lot. So
very true.
When I came here and I started dressing up, and my uncle told me, dude, no one cares, so just dress whatever you want.
Why are y'all
running? Okay, I get that. I mean, yeah, people tend to have that effect that they care a lot about their image. But when you came here, it's you don't see that as much.
Yeah,
because
people gotta be free.
Yeah.
So
they have
dress
that.
Dress what you want. Feel what you want.
That's true, I get that. So that has made it easier, I mean, not having that pressure of...
Definitely,
yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
That's kind of nice. I mean, when I first came here, I didn't have that, I did not know that. I was so out of it, I thought you had to be flashy. I was like super flashified. For a day, I actually took a bunch of flashlights, taped them to my shirt, and turned them on. Like, I'm flashy now.
Was it Christmas?
It was Christmas, actually. How'd you know?
I don't know.
I look like the Big Dipper up there. And had everything written down in letters. That's one of the main differences. Like, you'll notice when you come to the U.S. between Europe, like. How people like they don't mind their looks that much. I mean, there's still some people that do here, but not as much. So that's, you know, that's a big thing, and that goes to my other thing that like, did you notice the social classes change that much when you came here?
Hmm. But, well, I didn't really see the people in Italy that way.
Mm-hmm.
But there's definitely more...
It's not just, you know.
You gotta cut it out.
No, it's cool, I got you. Just take your time with it if you need to find your words. Is it, you said that you don't see people like that in Italy, can you explain why?
Well, when I lived there, I basically lived as a tourist.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, I was, my parents weren't there. So, they just gave me money and...
I said good luck.
Yeah, basically.
What every kid wants right there.
Yeah. So, I really didn't get into that, but when I got here, I understood better the way
that things work.
Yeah.
I mean, that makes sense. I mean, when you're in another place and, like, it's for a limited amount of time, you don't have to worry about the things like living expense. I mean, yeah, you have to worry about living expense, but when you have someone watching out for you, you don't have to worry about that much.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I can see how the social classes, like, changed for you after you came to the U.S. and you started living here and you saw, you know, how everything was, like, from top to bottom, from, you know. That's big. I mean, I think that was the first thing I would notice, because that's just me, by the way. But you know, that's how I noticed things when I first moved here. Did you notice diversity when you came here? Because I've heard that, you know, because that was a big thing. Another thing I really noticed when I moved to the U.S.
Well, Albania only has Caucasian race.
That is true. I've heard that, because you know.
Well, you are Albanian.
They know, but
so
not a surprise.
It was kind of different. It felt not weird, but I was like surprised a lot, because I saw all these different people here that I didn't even know they existed.
Wow.
And learned about all these different countries and places, which hoping to visit someday.
That's cool. I mean, yeah. Yuri, I'm kind of like shocked that you didn't know there was other people out there. That's scary.
No,
for me. That's,
I did.
Like, that's scary. Right there.
No, that's not what I meant.
No, I know what you mean. But no, like, I would have been scared for a moment. No, that's, I understand that. Coming to the U.S. when I first came here, I was a bit surprised myself that, you know, there were so many people that I, from so many cultures, I never expected that.
Yeah.
I mean, I had an idea, but not like this. That was like eye opening for me. Mm-hmm. But no, it's that's quite interesting. So if you had to, so do you regret moving to the U.S.?
No.
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 That was a straightforward answer. No thought about it.
Nope.
Wow, that's cool. I mean, some people tend to regret it, but I'm glad you don't. Okay, well, this has been a great interview, Yuri. I just want to say thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, no. Thank you for being here. This is Albus Oshai with our friend Yuri, and we learned a lot about his story now and what it's like for him to move from the U.S., Albania to the U.S., to Italy, then back to Albania, then back to the U.S. So it's been really fun getting to know that in Yuri's crazy story and his, you know, wild moments living in these places and how he saw it and how everything was for him. Thank you very much.